This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. The death toll from a powerful earthquake 1 week ago in Turkey and Syria has reached over 36,000 people. On Monday, as rescue crews continued their tireless efforts to find survivors. After spending 174 hours beneath the rubble, a woman at Antakya was found alive. Meanwhile, Turkish authorities have begun detaining contractors, developers, and other construction professionals they suspect of fraud or shoddy workmanship that may have contributed to so many building collapses after the earthquake. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg warns that the alliance's ammunition stocks are running low because of Russia's war on Ukraine. Charles de Ledesma reports.
The current rate of Ukraine's ammunition expenditure is many times higher than our current rate of production.
Stoltenberg urges Ukraine's Western allies to ramp up their military support in the face of a new Moscow military push.
The Russians are willing to send in those forces and take a high number of casualties. So for me, this just highlights the importance of timing. It's urgent to provide Ukraine with more weapons.
Stoltenberg adds NATO sees no sign whatsoever that President Putin is preparing for peace. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States military reported on Sunday that 12 al-Shabaab militants were killed in an airstrike in central Somalia. The U.S. military said the strike occurred February 10th at the request of the federal government of Somalia. The strike occurred in a remote area approximately 472 kilometers northeast of Mogadishu. Russian forces over the weekend continued to shell Ukrainian cities amid a grinding push to seize more land in the east of the country. This is